yourself and say, wow. Say, wow. What? We don't have a small person in our midst this morning, no. You have no idea. He's the children's pastor for 17 years. 17 years. 17 years. Almost 2 decades. A decade and 7 years. His job experience is more than some of you your ages. Yeah, 17 years. Preaching, speaking, filling us up. You don't know who is here today. This is an experienced person. Yeah, his experience. It's not like he just came, they just ordained him yesterday that he's coming to speak and go. Hey, 17 years. The experience, the things he has encountered, you have no idea. Hallelujah. Says, he currently pastors the Kiplet Church at the Keep My Word Chapel International. Wow. 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 I'm not done. You see, as he comes to pastor us, you might think, oh, he's a young. You see, he's young and handsome. Oh. No, he's so nice. He's young and handsome. Me, that's all what I'll tell you. He looks very young. Yeah. If I didn't know he was a reverend, I would think he was in his 20s. Oh, yes. Such a nice man. We don't only have an anointed person, but we have a fresh and a handsome person in our midst this morning. And he's married with 3 lovely children. So cute. Wow. And this morning, with excitement, with a standing ovation, with joy, genuine joy, with jumping, with running, with screaming, help me welcome on stage, Reverend E.K.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Takradi, woman fans, pal. Amen. I look like I'm on a mountain. Can I come down here? Please. You there, bring me down here so that I'll feel good. I want to be closer to you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I feel you. Oh, let it come here some more. In all of your glory. Oh, I'll cross every river. Please give me volume, man. I'll cross every river. I'll climb every mountain.
I'll climb every mountain.
Just to be close.
Just to be close.
Closer and closer to you. Lift up your hands. I want to love you.
I want to love you.
To see into heaven where you dwell. Where you dwell and feel how real you are. Everybody lift up your hands and sing, Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you.
Jesus, I feel you.
Jesus, I feel you.
And all of your cannot get it out of you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, this morning. Father, I pray that let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. Holy Spirit, I ask that may you bless every young person at the voice, at the sound of my voice this morning. May our lives be imparted. May we be blessed. Cause us to be stirred up for you and to live a life that is pleasing and acceptable to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and put your hands together for our pastor, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Oh, handsome, anointed, caring father. Aha. When you move out of our church, all right, that's where you realize that it is not the same outside. Yeah. If you move out of our church, those of you who roam from church to church, even tomorrow, you have made up your mind that tomorrow you will come to church. Because they are doing harvest in Run for Your Life International Chapel. So you are going there and they'll give you toffee. If you go, it's not like this. It's not like this. They share Indomie. I think here now they share Indomie. And Takra did the Sikafokwanewa, so they share Indomie. Amen. So you should be glad that we have a father who thinks about us, who creates a church environment. No, I don't have to whine you like Nikanika to clap. And last night I was explaining to you that you largely turn out to become like who your father is. All right? And I told you yesterday night that the children of a drunkard become drunkards. And the children of doctors, lawyers, architects, accountants, they also turn out to be that way. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Bishop Samuel Bedu, your father here of the Macarius Church. One of the nicest bishops we have in the UD. You see, I'm teaching you how to appreciate people. Please, my dear, no bathroom, kakra. And yet, a year na year, yeah. Oh boy, then it is a live band. I do. We are about to yaoka. Now, born to say, yeah, wahai. They are doing the main ceremony there. Go, though. They are sharing pastries. They'll give you some. Yeah, man. Oh, akwado kwa ni mndi. I'm teaching you how to appreciate things, because for Bishop Bedu to open his bedroom for us, no, where we are is actually this is his seat of government. This is his church. Do you understand? Do you know that it's not easy at your age to enter your parents' bedroom without knocking? No, you can't do that. If it gets it for boys and girls to teach you that when you are going, you knock and you wait for a response. Those of you who just enter your parents' bedroom, stop it. No, tell your neighbor, stop it. You see things you shouldn't see. You knock and then you hear a response. But by the grace of God, he has asked that the children can come into the cathedral. This where we are is the cathedral. Look at you sitting down here. Look at you sitting down here. It's one of the reasons you must appreciate him. Because most churches, they don't think about the children's service. The children are under canopies. And then that's the song the children sing. Under the canopy. As long as they sing that song, they will never move to an auditorium because they light the canopy. But look at us here. It's a blessing. Put your hands together for our bishop. Hallelujah. And his lovely wife. Oh. Mommy, God bless you so much. You notice that she has been the lifeline to the organization of this particular conference that we are having. Yeah. I'll tell you, in case you don't know, some of you were there and they kidnapped you and brought you here this morning. So you don't know what is happening. Last night you were not here. Those of you who were not here last night, I think you have missed 30% of the service already. No, is it 30? No, yesterday was about like 50, 60. Today we are just come to polish up and close. That's what is happening. Hallelujah. And all the bishops. I see Bishop Harry at the back. Bishop Harry, God bless you so much for coming. Amen. And you guys are blessed to be in an environment like this. Hallelujah. And to all your pastors who brought you here, who actually bathed you here, you may not understand what it is to bring you here. I don't even want to explain that to you, but I think that it's a blessing that we have all come. And I bring you greetings from Accra, from my pastor, Bishop Emmanuel Louis Itefu. Yes. Yesterday, I told him I've arrived in Takradi. Okay. And he said I should preach Kra. Amen. So, please sit down. And then, this is our first session. All right? This is our first. And today, I'm not going to do Vuga Vuga. Amen. So, the theme for our conference is Stir It Up. Everybody say, Stir It Up. Say, Stir It. If you are from America, you say, Stir It Up. Everybody say, Stir It Up. If you are from Ghana, say, Stir It Up. How do you say, Stir Infanti? Nunum. Num. You num. Num. The art of numi is called staring. Everybody, do your hand like this. Stare. You have to disturb the soup. Disturb it. Do you understand? Disturb. You have to provoke the soup. Yesterday we looked at what stir it up mean. What did it, number one is what? To revive. And we learned that we must put our scripture on the board. Put our scripture on the screen. It's a screen. Nice screen. What's our scripture? Yes, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. So Paul was writing a letter to Timothy. Listen carefully. I'll be closing in 10 minutes. Wherefore, today we are closing at 6. Oh, we'll be here. It's a whole day. It's a whole day affair. So Paul wrote a letter to his son Timothy and told him that, wherefore, I put thee in remembrance. I am reminding you that you should give me this scripture in NLT or Message Bible, because this thou ought, the children, they don't understand. Thou ought come. Yeah, he said, this is why I remind you to fan the flames, the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Now, at this point, if I have a small feeling that you are disturbing, I'll call you to preach. Then I'll just go out here and pick a bus and go to Accra. So today, dear, relax. I'll prophesy. Oh, please give me volume, man. You drop down my volume. If the volume drops, I can. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift. Now, young people, listen to me. Like I said yesterday, that every one of you sitting here, listening to me, you have a gift. God has blessed you with a gift. There is nobody here who is giftless. The art of not having a gift is called giftless. I can't think of anybody here now. There is nobody here sitting down here that you can say, oh, Reverend, me, I don't have a gift. You are drinking porridge in the church. Because when I stood here, God said, porridge. then my prophetic eye just scam and zoom this guy. Stand up. Can I prophesy? Oh, you are not excited, and then I'm not prophesying again. Continue drinking the cookie. Don't eat in church. Do you eat in the class when teacher is teaching? No, if you do that, you don't understand improper fraction. Ekomzu. If Ekom doesn't zoo and you are drinking porridge in the church, don't do that. To the poor pussycat. No. Don't do that to the poor pussycat. No. You will be a pussycat yourself one day. You will be a pussycat yourself one day. Don't do that to the poor pussycat. No. Oh, sir, the porridge I drink, we've composed a song for you. Every one of you have a gift. And how do I know? I know that from Matthew chapter 25 and verse 14, that a certain man was traveling. A rich man, he was going somewhere. When I mention the scripture, I know you put it there, okay? I know my scripture. One of the things you must stir up is your scripture memorization. You must know scriptures. You can't be a pastor and always be shouting, the Bible say, Bible say, Bible say. We don't do that in our church here. We don't do Bible. We quote the scripture. He said, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by a story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servant and entrusted money to them while he was gone. Go to King James. As we've seen money, the children will think that I'm here to share money. Please, I want the one that says gift or talent. Verse 15. And unto one, he gave 5 talents. Some of you sitting down here, you have 5 talents. You can do 5 different things. You can sing. You know, the people can sing, they can dance, they can do what? They can rap. Even me like this, I can rap. Listen to my testimony, I find new life, I find new joy. How the devil gonna chase you, not to you say anyhow. If you got the power of the risen God, you got the power really put the devil into. Oh, me, I can rap. Oh. Be beating on me, bored, like I can rap. No. Something small to confuse you that I can do. And to another, I like the sound. The one controlling the sound after church come for $12 million. Another 2. Are you putting it come to hear of the $12 million story? You are children. And to another 1. And to every man according to his several ability. God has intentionally decided how many talent he's giving every one of you. And so don't be hard on yourself to say that I can't dance. All of us can. All of us should not dance. And all of us should. It shouldn't be like we are all dancers. Some of you are supposed to preach. Some of you are supposed to play the instrument. Some of you, when we start a song, when I pastored one of our churches, but usually when I go, I'm always with the children. But one day I went to the adult church, and then the choir was singing. Charlie. When the choir was singing, the guy playing the piano, the church organist or the pianist, when he got the key, then the chorister finished singing. Every Sunday like that. Meanwhile, he rehearses with them. When the chorister can hear the he'll be doing ping, 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 ping. When he got the key, the choir is done with the song. every Sunday without fail. So, but there are people who are very gifted. When they sit, they catch the key. Like my music teacher who said my voice was not on the keyboard. That guy, don't mind him. So every one of you have a gift. Everybody sitting down here, you have a gift. Yes. And that is what I have come and I've brought myself to tell you that gift you have, stay it. Don't let that gift die. You see, anything you don't stir up, that thing becomes stale. It's an English word. Everybody says stale. Yes, it's an English word. I'm not saying stay. Stale. S-T-A-L-E. Yes. I went to a good school by the grace of God. I didn't go to a disco. If Pastor Peter went to a disco, he's sitting there, yes, he went to a disco. Me, I went to Potter's. Munjami. Yeah. But this morning, I want to talk to you about young people in the Bible. Because as I came, I kept telling about Stella. When you saw the book, you thought that, oh, this book, it was written by Bishop Dark, and it's for pastors. It's for bishops who have cathedrals, and we are helping them to stir themselves up. And no. This book is for young people. Yes. And I want to give you 7 young people in the Bible, all right, who were stirred up. I'll show you seven people in the Bible, seven young people in the Bible who were stirred up. The first person is Samuel. Hey, come and sit down. Never stand up when I'm preaching. Who taught you that? Can I prophesy? First Samuel chapter 3. Samuel was a young, First Samuel chapter 3, he said, and the child Samuel, look at it. Anytime you read the Bible and hear the word child, son, daughter, young people, children, know that that scripture is calling your name. Yes. Be interested in that scripture. Anytime you are reading any part of the Bible, you hear son, daughter, children, young people, youth, this. Anytime something synonymous to children, know that that scripture, you should be interested in that scripture. And know that there is something in that scripture for you. And Bible says that, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. The child Samuel. It's clear. It's the Bible. This is what the Bible is saying. I didn't write Bible. The child Samuel. Samuel was ministering to the Lord. What are you doing? And so, yes, Samuel was a priest. It's true. Samuel was a priest. He was the one who ordained Saul. And even David. Is that not it? Yes. But that was when he was old. But let's look at when Samuel was a child. He said, and the child Samuel. Samuel was staying in the same house with his pastor, Eli. But God decided to speak to Samuel, not his pastor. It tells me that God can speak to all of you. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Two. It came to pass that when Eli lay down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. Three. The lamp. Four. That the Lord called Samuel and he answered, here I am. May the Lord call you. Amen. There is a gift in you that you must use to minister to the Lord. Stir it up. It should be said of you that you minister to the Lord. We should have young people who will minister to the Lord. The child Samuel. Look at you. If you have not started the first session, but this nigga, Wada. No, don't wake him up. No, he's collecting visions from the Lord. Yeah. Child Samuel. This child Samuel. And the Bible said that, and he ran. He said, here I am. And he ran unto Eli and said, here I am, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. God was speaking to Samuel because Samuel had a gift. He stirred the gift. You see, if you don't stir that gift up, you can't use it. A lot of things you have to shake. Even medicine that you drink, they say shake well before use. You have to shake it. You have to disturb it. You have to awake it. You have to revive it. You have to renew it. Yes. You have to provoke the medicine. You have to awake it. The medicines are asleep. You have to awake it. You have not eaten palm no soup that is asleep before. I have not eaten palm no soup that is asleep before. Yeah. But Samuel, this child called Samuel. This is, go to verse 16. Go to chapter 16. First Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. Go to chapter 16, verse 1. Please do me fast, okay? And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul? Seeing that I've rejected him from reigning over king. So after he made Saul the king, he went on to make David the king. This was a child who started ministering at a very young age. Don't wait and say that you are trying to become a bishop before. No. Anything you want to be, you have to start it now. The people want to become medical doctors. They start from crèche. That's how we start.
Nobody become a medical doctor starting from medical school. You have to start now. And like yesterday, I told you that the reason I am preaching this topic to you is because the future of the church lies on your shoulders. This cathedral is called Word of Life. Word of Life Cathedral. It is going to rest on the shoulders of you boys and girls in this church. No. A few years to come, Bishop Bedu will not be here. He will not be here. By the law of statistics, after some time, we will all die and leave. We will all die and leave. And you are going to be the pastors of this church. Yesterday, when Lady Pastor came to my hotel and we were talking, I told her that, you see, you people, you are the main children of the church. You were born in the church. Look, your parents, they came from somewhere. All your parents, when they get angry and they say they are going to their mother church, you came from where?
AG, Assemblies of God.
You came from where?
Methodist.
We all came from somewhere. You came from where?
Lighter,
this guy was born here. He doesn't know any other church. If you get angry, there's no other church. You are, look, all the bishops you are seeing, they all came from somewhere. I'm going to my Roman. I'm going to my Presby. If I get angry and I say I don't want to be here, I have to go and buy Presby hymn book. Presby hymn book. Oh Lord our God, in ages past, I hope for years to come, I shelter from the storm is blast, and I. I'll join this thing, like this YPG, by this time YPG, my age is YPG, or main fellowship. No, I can't be main fellowship, Pastor Peter, I'm not an old man, what are you talking about? YPG, or YAF, it's called YAF, Young Adult, Young Adult, we'll be in the same parish, so said that we'll be sick, then do but when you get angry, all you know is, it's my place, it's only my place you know, you can't go anywhere, this is your church. So the church that in future, the church is you. That is why I am empowering you to stir up the gift, to be wild now. Don't allow anyone to spoil the church for you. This is what you know. And Samuel started ministry when he was young. When he was young. You should start playing drum when you are young. You should start learning how to change scriptures on the screen when you are young. Because all of you can play with mobile phones. You should start taking photography when you are young. You dare take it. If you take the photography and you cut my head off, I like it. It's okay. With time, it will be better. You should learn how to live praise and worship now when you are young. Everything you see in the adult church, you should start to learn them. And that is what it means by you have started ministry unto the Lord. I don't know why you are not clapping. You don't like my preaching. Let's see, I don't come here. Yeah. Number two, the second child who was stirred up was David. David. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Just when they rejected Saul, no. They made David king. Oh, David came. David came. Have you seen David over there? 1 Samuel chapter 17. Have you seen? Go to verse 32. Go to verse 32 for me. 1 Samuel 17, 32. Let's go. He said, and David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail because of it. David was talking about Goliath. Goliath came. Goliath was just misbehaving, insulting the people. And David was a shepherd boy. You know that song? David was a shepherd boy. Oh, you don't know that song? He killed Goliath and shouted for joy. You don't go to crèche. Takadi, you don't sing these songs here. What song do you sing? Kofi Kenata song sing. Oh, Mufrioko. Yeah. No, give us that story. Start from verse David and Goliath story cry. Yeah, 1 Samuel chapter 17. Where did it start from? Wait, it's okay, I found a scripture. Look at verse 33. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight him, for thou art but a youth. You are a small boy. Give me this scripture in NLT. You are a small boy. No, you are a small boy. And David said, look, I can kill this guy. Small boys have started killing giants, NLT. He said, don't be ridiculous. Saul replied, there is no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You are only a boy. Clap for Jesus. You are only a boy. You are a boy. You are a boy. And he's been a man of war from his youth. And the guy has been fighting since. You are a boy. You just came. Do you know a boy? En garçon. Because in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to Togo to go and preach. If I'm preaching in English, there'll be... I think I've started learning the French, so I'll be preaching in French. En garçon. That's how I came to know that boy is en garçon. Petit garçon. Petit garçon. Petit garçon en pantalon. What does it mean? Have I said something bad? Pantalon is what? Trousers. Ah, a little boy wearing trousers. Yes. Clap. Can I prophesy? Can I? Ah! No, you know, you want me to feel that my French is not good. Share. I've started learning the French because of Togo that I'm going. He said, you are only a boy, and he's been, you see, sometimes, you see, the adult, and they can also discourage you. No, they can, Hey, I've been to a party where they were eating, then they announced that, we came for party. Why should the adult finish eating before we come? Hey, one time I was somewhere, something, then somebody, an adult, made a comment. Oh, Frioko, your friend Nipa, Musumwaba, Mumpie. I said, oh, your friend Nipa, Musumwaba. So you crowd, they don't count you in anything. No, you should know. So you can even have other people who want to discourage you. Paul was trying to discourage this guy, David, but David was stirred up. To this morning, you are dull. You are like, I can't feel. David was stirred up. No, I think the fire is here. My girls here, you are encouraging me. David was stirred up, and he said, me, I will go. That guy, I'll kill him. No, I'll kill him. David was wild. Young David was wild. Why are you going? Represent. About all of you that you are playing that, if I raise a song right now, how will you not rush to the stage to go and play? What do you play? You don't play anything. You are not learning now. Go and do that, raise up your hand. Why is that you don't play? Represent you, okay. David was wild. David, why are you not wild? Why are you not wild? Why can't you bring six of your friends to church? Last week, I had Swollen Sunday in my church. Swollen Sunday in my church. A small girl who was 12. 12. Anybody 12 years here? 12. 12. 12. 12. 12. 12. 12. 12. Yes. Even this one, she was. Come. This Erica will be like this girl. Yes, Erica. Erica mobilized 10 of her friends. Then she called me. She said, Rev, are you coming with the bus? I said, get the bus and bring them to the church. She put them in the trotro. 12-year-old girl, Erica. She put them in the trotro. She counted them one by one. She said, Rev, we are 12. And brought them to church. Very wild. Very wild. Yeah. Look at it. He said, you are only a boy. He's been a man of war. He's been fighting. Goliath has been fighting since his youth. This is what I want you to do. Start fighting from your youth. Start your quiet time from your youth. Start your Bible reading from your youth. Start your Bible memorization from your youth. Start prayer from your youth. Start leading worship from your youth. Start playing instrument from your youth. Start leading the choir from your youth. Start being a choir leader from your youth. Start being an usher from your youth. Start preaching from your youth. Oh, you have to. No, because you see, preaching, then you get better. You get better. When you do, you get better. Yeah. Don't let us make you a lady pastor that you cannot preach. What's your name?
Abba White.
Then?
Abba White.
Abba White. The surname is White. Hey, Fanti for the Muse names yet there. Hey, White. W-H-Y-T-E. White. Hey. I went to school with a girl. She's called Karen A.C. Hasford. Charlie. This one, then you go and marry a certain man. Then their surname is like a botanical name. Then you are going to throw your white away. Hey, there's a girl in my church. I'm interested in who she will marry. She's called Michaela Nanaya Jackson. The name alone is nice. So I'm waiting for the boy that to come with a certain surname that look like that. Sogava. Mr. and Mrs. Sogava. Sogava. Yeah. LP White, don't let us make you lady pastor before you are not struggling to preach. Because in our church, listen, it's a trend I've seen. Most lady pastors in our church, they cannot preach. Most LPs in UD, we don't say, but if tomorrow is Sunday, if you like, go to any normal UD church and give a microphone to a lady pastor. Because you see, when we're making them lady pastor, now when they are making lady pastor, if you see their fascinator, it's like satellite dish. Do not satellite dish. DSTV, like it has. I this year when they were appointing pastor, I saw one lady pastor. The fascinator has covered half of the face. Now, usher ni yellow now, the bar here. No, let me say, my God, when or the back can see you, or back can say, or your pastor, our United denomination originated from the Lighthouse group of churches. Meanwhile, such a person. Give him microphone and say that today Sunday preach about faith. Don't come and join the association of lady pastors who cannot preach. It's only few lady pastors who can preach in our church. Only few. I'm telling you, don't join that trend. It's a bad trend to join. Don't join it. No, we are changing. I am raising a generation of young girls who can stand on their feet and preach and preach and preach. You preach and you lay hands. As you are laying hands, people are falling. You are prophesying. You are prophesying. Yeah. Yeah. There's a scripture in Acts. I think Acts chapter 13. It was told of this guy. One of the guys that were selected to come and serve Philip's daughters. He said Philip had, he had four virgin daughters who prophesy. It is in Acts 23 also. Look for that scripture for me. Yeah. Oh, for yeah, dede. Ha. Have you found that scripture? Have you found that scripture? It's in Acts. Pastor Peter, look for it for me. Is it Acts 23 or so? Is that Acts 23 or Acts 22? He said Philip had four virgin daughters who prophesied. Why are you not prophesying? Joel 2:28. He said, on the last day, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Then the first category of people said that, he said, your sons and daughters. Your sons and daughters. Do we have sons and daughters who prophesy? Acts 21 verse 9. I'm interested in that scripture. Very nice scripture. Acts 29 verse 9. Is it there on the screen? Please help us, okay? Uh-huh. Acts 21 verse 9. Verse 8. Start from verse 8. So that's the, they've killed it. Uh-huh. He said, the next day, we went on to Caesarea and stayed at the home of Philip the evangelist. one of the serving men who had been chosen to distribute food. You remember when they said that we will give ourselves to prayer and ask to give ourselves to prayer, and they said they should choose men of honest report. One of the people they chose was Philip, and he was here to distribute the food. They were dining hall prefect. He said that he had four unmarried daughters who had the gift of prophecy. Daughters. So even if the boys say they will not prophesy, daughters, we can rise up and prophesy. Lady pastors, we can rise up and prophesy. No. Don't join this association of lady LPs. And the way they like the LP titles, LP. They can't preach, I'm telling you. Most LPs, even now, it's even becoming worse with pastors. You see pastors preaching, Bible say, and they can't even tell you where the thing is in the Bible. You should be a pastor that when you are preaching, you quote scriptures. It makes your preaching nicer and sweet. Now, last time, one bus center leader was preaching at the bus center service. He was finding a certain scripture. He would go on, he said, you see, first Corinthians, second Corinthians, that thing is confusing. Hey, the guy was sweating at the point. When I came, he said, Reverend Ike is here. I said, why am I here? He said, that scripture that says that this thing. I said, which thing? This. I said, what are you trying to say? He said, this thing. He was on this. I said, look for another scripture and explain the thing. Yeah. You are going to be pastors who can preach. You are going to be lady pastors. Look, that you see also, you see, when what class are you in? You finished school, but right now, where are you going? SS1, very good. So if tomorrow morning this girl finds herself in SS1, it means that she doesn't know what SS1 people learn. She's now going to learn what is in SS1. Amazingly, when they make people pastors in our church, they are relaxed. It's like I'm a pastor already. When we make you a pastor, you don't know what it means to be a pastor. You are now coming to learn what it means to be a pastor. But when they make you a pastor or a lady pastor, as for the lady pastor, I don't want to talk that because the fascinator is too big. She fascinator now. She black now. She yellow now. They said the thing is yellow, but the shades of yellow we see, no. If you look at the hill, it's like light pole. Not Jinaso say. Hey! Now, Ubo ni dina wan fa elpi na kaho. Hey! Hey! Fremi elpi Eugenia, and kan Eugenia, sir. What do you see? Adem me, uni hana me, you see me elpi. To me, bomb me, say Eugenia, un bush on Fremi LP. Even at workplace, he tells the people that they should call her LP. Boy, LP, now I'm attending. Yeah, you will prophesy, yeah. You will preach. Yeah. One day, we should have somebody help. When we call you LP, your congregation bear a thousand. Yeah. That is LP. That is LP. No, we can't call you Episcopal sister. When we come to your church, 20. You are supervising 20 people. Insulting them. You're not a stranger. Hey, you don't pray. You don't. Now, I can't pray. I can't pray 20 people. May the Lord help us. May the Lord cause you to be anointed. May you be stirred up to begin to prophesy. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. The next person is Daniel. The next young person who was stirred up was Daniel. Everybody say Daniel. Go to Daniel chapter 1, verse 18. Verse 8. Let's start from verse 8. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Daniel and his friends. He said, and Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. He was stirred up and told himself that I am of a different species. and I've come, I'm a different breed. You should purpose in your heart that when your friends are watching pornography on the class page, you will not watch some. No.
If I talk about this, you say that I'm not encouraging parents to give phone to their children. No problem. I know your mother has money. She bought iPhone for you. But your mother doesn't even know what to watch. Some of you, class 5, you have a class 5 page. And the things on that page. No. The things on that page. Daniel purposed in his heart. A young Daniel. He purposed in his heart that he will not. He was stirred up.
Last time, this man who died here, Mr. Ernest Bibi, you just eat at funeral. You just eat anyhow, basa. He purposed in his heart that he will not defy, may you not defile yourself.
The day I came, I was in a certain school. One bishop called me to come and talk about sex education in the school. When I started talking, then I mentioned words like masturbation. And then one child said, he asked a question. He said, Reverend, please, what is masturbation? I said, it's good you don't know what it is. You don't have to know it.
He purposed in himself that he will not defy himself. That's a young person speaking. How many of us young people that have purpose in my heart that I will not look at Apple?
Purpose in your heart. I will not be on TikTok. Somebody says she will die. May you purpose in your heart.
You see, you must be stirred up to the point and tell yourself, this thing, I will not do it. No, I won't be part of it. Yeah. At a point, look at this chapter 6, verse 10. This same Daniel, look at 6, verse 10. And let me show you something over there.
See, now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being opened into his chambers towards Jerusalem. He knelt down upon his knees 3 times a day and he prayed and he gave thanks to God as he did. So they said that nobody should pray. And then said, me, I'll pray. What can come? Waiting man no see before. Iron rod, man they chew. Iron rod. Super glue safe, man they drink. What can come? Can come. Be stirred up. I said, be stirred up. Be fired up. Yeah. When it is your time to become pastors of this church, be stirred up. Sometimes when I look at pastors walking around, I say, now we know they're here, no pastor. Because there's no motivation. Only na mati so be obe watch na. So there's no interest to do anything. May you be fired. And you see, don't grow up and copy the bad examples of pastors we have in the system. There are a lot of bad examples of pastors that I don't want you to follow. This is the guy who knelt down. He was praying. He actually prayed. The Bible said he knew the writing was signed. They said, if you pray and we catch you, we'll put you in the lion's den. But he said, no, I'll still pray. Young Daniel, he purposed in his heart. May you purpose in your heart. Well, I said, may you purpose in your heart. Well, I said, may you purpose in your heart. In the name of Jesus. Number 4, Josiah. Josiah became a king at the age of 8, 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel 22, verse 1. And that's the 2 Samuel. 2 Kings 22, verse 1. Josiah was 8 years old. Give me NLT.
Because some of the words, if I have to explain the words again, it will waste my time. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. Look, Josiah was one of the kings. And when it was his turn, he destroyed the idols. His mother was called Jedidah, and his father was called Ammon. He became a king at the age of 8. Can we put this cathedral in your hands at the age of 8? Who is 8 years here? Who is 8 years? 8 years. 8, come. 8 years. 8 years, come. Yes. Yes. What's your name? Bishop Philip. All of us in the Word of Life Cathedral. This is our bishop now. 8 years. 8 years. He will make decision for all of us to follow. He became king. 8 years. 8 years. You can't wake up and have your quiet time. 8 years. If we don't have to ask this boy whether he did his quiet time today because of fine protocol. At the age of 8, Josiah became king. And he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. 31 years. At the age of 8, Josiah was stand up. Stand up. Stand up. He destroyed the guy. He destroyed all idol worship. And then at the end of his life, God says something about him. Look at 23:25. Go to 23:25 also. Let me see. 23:25. Yes. He said, never before had there been a king like Josiah who turned to the Lord with all his heart and soul and strength, obeying all the laws of Moses. And there was never been like a king like him. This is 8 years old boy. 8 years. When he didn't turn left, he didn't turn right. He was, look, most kings who started there, some of them started well and ended bad. Most people who start, they don't end well. Most kings who started in the Bible, they didn't end. Saul started nicely. He didn't end well. But look at the testimony. He said, never had there been a king like Josiah. Before him, there has never been. This is what God is saying. Before him, nobody. And he said, also after him. And look at what was said in them. He said, who turned to the Lord with all his heart. Listen, serve God with all your heart. Be stirred up with all your heart. Then he said that all his soul and all his strength, and he obeyed the laws of Moses. 8 years. Clap for 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 King Josiah. King Josiah. King Josiah. He became a king. He was stirred up. He stood for, he destroyed idol worship, pouring libation. He said, no, these things will not happen here. It will not happen here. And at the end of his life, this is what was said about him. May we become like Josiah. Amen. Your amen is very weak because you don't want to become. I said, may we become like Josiah. Yeah. Stand up. I see young people stirring up. I said, I see you stirring up. Yeah. Number 5, Jeremiah. I'm closing. Bishop is here. Bishop is coming to give us a powerful greetings. Yeah. Jeremiah. How many of you heard of Jeremiah? Oh, you didn't know of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6. Jeremiah 1, 6. He, yeah, when God called him, he said that I'm too young. He doesn't want to have a lot of discussion with God. He said, look, the thing they are calling me, please, I'm a child. Reverend, as you have brought yourself from Accra, you are shouting, running around, you are jumping. All that you are saying, me, I'm a child. I can't do praise and worship. This thing you are shouting, we should pray, we should pray. I can't pray. You must pray. No, you must pray. You have to pray. You have to pray. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. In your branch, the branch you are coming from, you have to pray. You have to lead praise and worship. You can't come to church late. Some of you are specialized in dressing nice, nicely. But now your mouth should be a light. Woo-hoo. But now, all the girls in the church are following you. At a very young age, boy, girls like you. He said, oh God, I can't speak for you. I'm too young. And the Lord replied, don't say I am too young. For you must go wherever I send you and must say whatever I tell you. This is what God is saying. If you read the account of Jeremiah, you see that he was also steadfast. You see, all of them, very young people. We are starting early. We are getting stirred up early. No, early. And when we were introducing, they told you that I pastored children for 17 years. The 17 years is pastoring only children. Only children. Yes. But I'm not old. Nasiana midi 30 years. I'm not old. Just I'm a young boy. Yeah. When I went to university and I arrived in Tamale, when I arrived, no, Reverend Dr. Nila Brown, he said, this is your church, J Church. Pastor, I pastored him for 4 years. No, I was not missing. Well, I've gone there, I'm hiding. Then they'll come and look for you. No. I went to introduce myself. My name is Emmanuel. I've come to church here, and I'm a specialist in children's pastor. Don't give no that time I wasn't even a pastor. I said, I've come. I don't want ashes. I do children's church. They said, J Church, go there. I pastored them for 4 years. Wow. Yes. You because you don't want to do church. Secondary school, you choose a school in Upper West Region that we can't visit you. Very far away, very far away. Potters is here. You go and choose some school, be somewhere at the top, Boko. Even they are fighting, we can't come there. So we don't even know what is happening. Okohonu, also work with entertainment committee for no home. God, did he help us? Last one, verse 8 of this scripture. He says what? Oh, the one he said, don't be afraid of people. You see, most of us we are afraid of the. I think when you see the adult, you are intimidated. Is that not it? Yeah. Sometimes, if you come to the adult church, you see how somebody is singing. Say, hey, that bay, D for that bay. No. Me, I told myself that I will not allow anybody to intimidate me. No. Me, when I show up. I've showed up. Even like pastor's meeting. No. I tell safe pastors that when you go for pastor's meeting, don't sit down like a lower version of a pastor. No. Me, I've arrived. No, my name is Reverend Ike. Yeah. When they take a decision and I feel that the decision will affect my church, I speak. I said, no, this one, let's consider the children. So, refreshment. Last time we were doing Swollen Sunday, then they said, the refreshment, number of souls that will come. So we'll give them pastries and we'll give them drink. I said, Bishop, so the children who also give their life to Christ, what will happen to you? Yeah. So let's estimate about 100 children. I said, very good. Add it to them. The Sunday, I went to see the one in charge of the refreshment. I said, please, you give me 100 pie and 100 drinks. He said, yeah, I know. Yeah. And so when we are doing this, they say, save pastors. As you are even coming for the meeting, the way you walk, Christ, like, it's like we are late to, like it's a sign of humility. Hey, no. You have arrived. I'm the children's pastor. I've come. You must walk with swag and finesse. So that when your members see you, they'll say, that is my pastor. That is my pastor. Hey, don't you see how the UD bishops, they walk confidence, oh. Charlie, when the UD bishops are coming, you can see that, yes. And when we see this, that's my bishop. That's my bishop. Yeah. At the age, very young age, he said, for I will be with you and I will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. It determines also who is speaking. Who says the thing works. Yeah. That's why when you're in the house and you need something, ask your father. Don't ask the house girl. The house girl, her words will not go far. That the house girl is angry with me. Shy. House girl, wait for me. I'm not worried. The only person who will be worried when he's angry with me is my father. Say, I, the Lord, have spoken. Number 6, Mary. I'm doing 7, then we close. Mary. Some of you ask, I'm saying, Reverend, you have not mentioned any girl in the Bible that was stirred up. Mary. Ever say Mary? Luke 1:26. Mary, Virgin Mary. Hey, you all marry as virgins. Virgins. Last time, the reason I chanced on that scripture, Acts chapter 29 scripture, I was studying people as Aaron's children. You see that Aaron, he was a very powerful man of God. The children after some time, yes, Nahum and could. After that, then they did something bad. Then I looked at Samuel. Samuel children too. Yes. Then I look at Eli. Eli children too. Then I look at David. I said, so don't we have somebody that he powerful person, his children have also done well. Then I chanced on that scripture. Then he said that, Philip evangelist, he have four unmarried daughters, virgin, and they prophesy. And I said, there is hope for the future. There is hope. He said, oh, yes. He said, he had four unmarried daughters who had the gift of prophecy. Because right now, when people are talking, say, it's not true, and I will not believe it. Because I know we have young people in Takradi who are unmarried daughters who can prophesy. They have the gift of prophecy. You don't believe it. As I'm even saying that, you don't believe it. Luke 1:26, please. Luke 1:26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth in the village, yes, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Mary was stirred up when he heard that she was going to be the mother of Jesus. She took up the task. She came alive. She was revived. That's a young girl. Recently, I chanced on a girl in the Bible called Rhoda. Rhoda was part of the people who were praying when Peter was arrested. And when they were praying in that scripture, Bible said that she heard Peter's voice and she went to open the door. She went to tell the people praying that, Peter that we are praying for, he had come. And then the people praying said, you are mad. They actually use the word, say, you are mad. You are. So even the adults, as they are praying, they don't believe. They don't believe. Like some of them, they came to pray to tick the box. Peter, I'll call you. Now you're a bomb pie mouth. Sorry, $2 million. Now you're born paye kaba kaba. But the child Rhoda, as she was in the service, that's why when I'm preaching and adults, I don't like it. I don't say that I'm preaching against them. You see that most of the adults who come for prayer meeting, all of them have agenda. Somebody, the marriage is not working. So as they are praying, say ready. As he's praying, even when they give prayer topic, that let's pray for souls, cry. That is the marriage. Another one, as she has come, some business that is not working, somebody is owing her, so she has come to pray. Another one, too, she has come, she has tied her hair with duku, she has come, but if you see children, come. If we come for prayer meeting, and this girl comes, what do you think this girl is praying for? No. She has actually come to pray. No, this guy is not thinking about school fees. Whether she owes school fees or she doesn't owe school fees or she doesn't care. Even when we close, she doesn't even care how she will go home. If you like, go and leave her. They will announce at the radio station, they'll put her picture, she'll become popular, they'll be looking for her. That she doesn't care. So when we come and we are praying, this girl, she actually means it. Yes. That is why when God was boasting, In Psalm 8, he said, "Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." Verse 2, he said, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength." So God actually used children to brag. He said, "Look, guys, if I want somebody to fight the enemy, I will choose children. Because adults, Some of you are your parents' prayer topic because you are very stubborn. Say, Rade, Bomo. As your mother is praying midnight, then you wake up, you look at her. I mean, I'm your prayer topic. Rade, Midikobia, Bawini, Rade, Sisanakuma, Ekobi, Mami, I say, Rade. And you got the tie their hair with duku, white duku. I don't know why they do that, but I'm sure it's one of the precursors for answering the prayer quickly. Mary was a virgin, young girl. Rhoda attended prayer meeting. What are you doing Friday night when we have prayer meetings? You are there watching TVs and all that. Look, come for prayer meeting. Come and prophesy. Prophesy. And the last one, I close. Timothy. Brad Timothy. Yeah, Brad Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. He said, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. No. One day we came for Shomcom at Kodesh. Something happened. I was sitting and I saw it. I was sitting somewhere and I saw the same. During break time, prophet was passing. Then one small girl, she went to block the road like this. She said, are you Bishop Dark? Then prophet said, yes. I've been hearing your voice in our house. Then prophet said, what's your name? Then she mentioned, then she told prophet that, stand here, I'm going to bring my friend. They were going to call her friend. They started introducing their friends. This is Benny's. And prophet had time, was shaking hands with them. And people were watching. But I noticed that when prophet was passing, the same pastors, hey, prophet is coming. This one passing. I said, ah. This is. Are you Darky Ward Mills? Say, yes, I'm Darky Ward Mills. Then she mentioned her name. Then she said, I'm going to bring my friends. We've been hearing your voice in our house. Young, but they listen to messages. Messages. The phone your parents have given you. What do you listen to with it? May you be stirred up. I've given you seven examples of young people in the Bible who were stirred up. You have no excuse. Who was the first person? Samuel. Who was the second person? David. The third person? Daniel. The next one, Joseph, they are like the guy. 8 years. 8 years. Now I shall see. Eight. Most bad things start at the age of eight. Most bad things. If you be bad, you start from eight. Even there are people 8 years who have boyfriends. Don't say eight. It's where you are. You don't do a lot of things. Josiah. Who's the second, the next person? Jeremiah, there, he said, me, I'm too young. He declared his stance that, Lord, if you use somebody, go and use the prayer warriors in the adult church. Don't come and worry the children's church. And God said, I said it. You will say what I asked you to do, and you do it. What was the next one? Mary. Virgin Mary. If you use the virgin to qualify the name. Yeah. Recently, I went for a funeral. And then they were reading, a certain man, the dead person, were reading the tribute. I was waiting to hear something. Then they said, his classmates were, they mentioned somebody that I knew, a very popular person in Ghana. And I said, hey, how do you write a tribute like that? That somebody who had died, it's like he has featured in another person. But they have to use some big man to show that was his classmate. Hey, he said, so and so who lies here, some of his classmates were. And I said, oh, he said, nice thing. Maybe if somebody die and they are writing the tribute, they should write my name that I was his classmate. So, like, I become a big man. So, like, my name appearing in the tribute shows that. So, that's how the thing works. Yeah, so if you are mentioning her name, say Virgin Mary. Now, Mary's name is Bibri. And you are virgin. We were born in the virgin. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Virgin, so I have virgin to bracket virgin. But virgin, they hear me, pa. And what's the last one? Brat Timothy. Brat, he said, and that from a youth, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. From the youth, you have known the holy scriptures from a youth. Put your hands together for the Lord. And by the grace of God, our daddy is in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and let's welcome Bishop!
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Shout, shout, shout. Those at the back are not shouting. This side, you are not shouting and clapping. That side, you are not joining in. Listen, As for children, we are looking for noise and excitement. So when we are here like this, we are also catching the excitement, because there's a lot of excitement with young people. Hallelujah. So I think that this is an exciting group. I'm happy to see all of you gathered like this. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and show some joy. But are you really happy to be here? Are you sure? Yeah. Anyway, God bless you. You may be seated. I'm just passing through. When I got here, in fact, some of you were not here last night. Last night, I came to your service. You didn't see me. I was there. I was at the back. I came there for a short while. So day one, I represented. Day one, I was in there. Day two, I'm here. Some of you, this is your first time. And it was very powerful last night. When I came in, I saw Reverend E.K. preaching powerfully. I said, the place is on fire. The place is on fire. I didn't want to come to the front. You know, I just stood at the back to just enjoy what was happening. But it's beautiful. And I pray that we have a lot more of these conferences. How many of you want more of these conferences? Yeah. And you are all turning into godly people. You know, the Bible says that godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and the life which is to come. So we are becoming godly. In a world that many people are turning ungodly, you will be godly. Yeah. You know, when you say godly, it means like you are God-like. Do you understand it? So if you are not like God, it's like you are like something else. Something else. I don't want to mention that something else. But you'll be like God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lift your hand and say, I will be godly. No, I think this pull-up should be here. It's hidden there. Pull-up. The pull-up should come this way. Can it come to the front here? It should really be featured here. All right, so that it is properly seen. Maybe here. Unless it's causing problems, but yeah. Yeah, I think so. Hallelujah. Amen. So, I'm just here shortly to let you know that I'm part of the conference. In fact, I left my t-shirt at home. I would have come wearing my t-shirt, but I realized that I left it when I left the house. So, but we are with you, and we want to show our appreciation to Reverend E.K. for coming all the way. You don't know who he is, but he's a great man of God. God is using all over. You see, all over. How many of you were at ShomCom last year? How many of you saw him? So now ShomCom has come to Takoradi. Are you excited? Yes, yeah, so Reverend E.K., thank you very much for coming. And we are excited. I like what you are doing here. Sets the place on fire. Sets the place on fire. He sets the place on fire. Actually, the theme for the conference is stir it up. You know, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which was in thee by the putting on or the laying on of my hands. Now the word stir up is it means to start, like start fire. It starts the fire. You know, there's fire, you must start it. You put the things together, you put wood, whatever, and then you start the fire. And then it also means to keep the fire. If the fire is there, keep it burning. These are two things. You start it, and then the other one is to keep it burning. If you have fire, keep it burning. There's something you do to keep the fire burning. So we like the fire that you have set here. And we are praying that all those of you who are catching fire, how many of you are catching the fire? It's very good. Stir up. There is something God wants to do with everybody here. Every little one. That's why every little one here is important. Look at the nearest important person and say, you are very important. And God is doing something very great in your life. Hallelujah. And I believe that our lives will never be the same again after this conference. How many of you have been, you know, growing up to become pastors? Now you are dreaming of becoming a pastor. Dreaming of becoming a servant of God. Oh, how many of you have started dreaming it already? Well, it's a good thing to serve God. It's a very great thing. It's not a mean thing. It's a great thing. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is going to bless us greatly. By the time this conference is done, the anointing of God will be on everybody here. Shout amen. Because the gift, there's a gift in you. You know, the Bible says that for Job 32 verse 8, there's a gift in man. You see, and the inspiration of the Almighty bringeth him understanding. So there's a gift in you, but that gift is being stirred up. So by the time this conference is done, the gift is being stirred up. Yeah. You'll be different. You'll begin to prophesy. Hallelujah. 8-year-olds started to do the things of God. Some of you are not 8 years, you are 10 years old. Some of you are 12 years old. You are going to do greater things for God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you are going to start. After this conference, a lot of you who are just in the service, you will now be moderating service, you'll be leading prayer. Oh, say amen.
Amen.
You'll be leading prayer, you'll be leading worship, and then you'll be leading others. You'll even lead Bible studies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So what a blessing. We are happy, and we thank God for this moment. I'm going to leave, and Reverend E.K. is going to continue, and I know that this conference is going to come again and again and again. How many of you will want to come again the next conference? And how many of you will want Reverend E.K. to come again? Oh, I want to see that we have 100% of the hands lifted up before I will say that he should come again. 100%. All right, so Reverend E.K., you can see that 100%. When you stood for elections, you got 100. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. And we hope to have you again and again because it's exciting. Look at this. Beautiful. Beautiful conference with different people. You know, I can imagine if we had a holiday to add to, we can have another day like this. Oh, what a great blessing. So we are blessed. We are also blessed. Thank you. Let's clap for our lady pastor, Emma, who has organized all this. My wife, LP Emma. God bless you for. Yeah. A lot of effort has gone into the conference. And it is not easy. Come again. He said, what did he say?
A real lady pastor.
Yes, a real lady pastor. She preaches. So, what a blessing. Because it takes a lot to organize a conference, put people together and all that. So, we thank God for her life. And I believe that many great things are going to come out of this place. You know, many of you, lift your hand up. You will remember this conference. You will remember. This conference will always be an indelible mark on your life. This conference. Because there's anointing here. Because the power of God is here. So this conference will be one of the moments that will be defining your destinies. Say a louder amen.
Amen.
This conference, by the powerful anointing and the powerful word of God that is coming forth, you are changed in his presence in the name of Jesus. You are transformed in his presence in the name of Jesus. Any load you came with, any bad habit you came with, you are not going back home with that habit. You are becoming godly in the name of Jesus. Whatever evil spirit has entered into your life, you are going back without evil spirit in the name of Jesus. You go back home full of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your loudest amen. I said, you are going back with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. You are going back with the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this great blessing upon everyone here in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, Amen. Clap your hands together for Jesus. And you may be seated. And I believe that the next session is going to continue. Let's clap. Welcome, Reverend E.K. Oh, Father, thank you that the anointing is going to increase. That the sessions and beyond. And for your ministry, I pray that he who has begun a good work, the Bible says he's faithful to complete it. I pray for you that the anointing will become stronger and stronger on you. That you will be meeting and having these conferences in the thousands, in large places. I see a place like a stadium, and there are children, young people all over, and you are speaking to them. Father, thank you for that blessing upon Reverend E.K. International-wise, everywhere. You are traveling everywhere doing this. The whole world will hear of you because of the gifts that is in you. Father, we thank you for this great anointing. May you be preserved. May you be preserved. I pray for preservation. It's one of the things the Spirit is saying to me. May you be preserved. May this gift be preserved. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Reverend E.K., God bless you. We love you. Takoradi is grateful that you came. Give the Lord a shout!
Oh, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Is this all what you can do? We have our father of the house, our own bishop, has come to speak to us, and you are sold out. Somebody give the Lord a shout! Wow. I feel blessed already. Wow, having great men gather in this room, and you are so quiet. Those over here, hey, are you part? Hey, those are the side. Hey! Wow. It's been such a blessing this morning. I'm so blessed. I hope you are blessed too. Yeah. You can be like young Samuel. Can be like young David. Can be like young Josiah. Can be like Jeremiah. You can be like Mary. You can be like Timothy. This morning I'm already stirred up. Yes, I'm already stirred up. And Reverend E.K., I want to say God richly bless you for the word. Thank you for such a pouring of the anointing upon our lives. We say God richly bless you. Oh, you can put your hands together. You can do it better unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't waste my time. I want to invite the sweet influence to give us a nice, melodic, melodious song. Hallelujah. Oh, give it up for the sweet influence. Oh, I'm not this morning. I'm not feeling you. I'm not feeling you. Those are this side. Those are this side. I'm not feeling you at all.
question by the mercy of God that He presents your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your only reasonable service. I am a Christian who really loves the Lord. I'm going everywhere, working for the Lord. Let me explain myself. It is my reasonable service. Everything for Jesus, don't hold back anything. It is your reasonable service. Give it all up for Jesus. Don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right. Go anywhere, do anything because you love the Lord. Ashamed of my reasonable service. I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. Saving me, He has been good to me. It's only reasonable to give Him my all. I am a Christian who really loves the Lord. I'm going everywhere, working for the Lord.
That the word
is good,
acceptable,
is perfect,
through the will of God.
It's the will of God.
I am a Christian who really loves the Lord. I'm going everywhere, working for the Lord. Let me explain myself. It is my reasonable service. My reasonable service to the Lord.
I am a Christian who really loves the Lord. I'm going everywhere, working for the Lord. Let me explain myself. It is my reasonable service. My reasonable service to the Lord.
I am a Christian who really loves the Lord. I'm going everywhere, working for the Lord. Let me explain myself. It is my reasonable service. My reasonable service to the Lord. I am a Christian who really loves the Lord. I'm going everywhere, working for the Lord. Let me explain myself. It is my reasonable service, my reasonable service to the Lord. I am a Christian who really loves the Lord. I'm going everywhere, working for the Lord. Let me explain myself. It is my reasonable service, my reasonable service to the Lord.
Give it up for them, hallelujah. Without wasting my time, let's invite the anointed to give us a dance, hallelujah. Oh, you don't seem excited.
All right, we have it. Okay, so the dance, come.
Oh, you don't seem excited, though. Hey. Keep clapping until they climb the stage. Keep clapping. Keep motivating them to come and give us a dance.
Felt love like this, turning my life around.